Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatidesatarne. Most dear Srila Prabhupada, you undertook your worldwide mission exactly according to the principles enshrined in Srila Rupa Goswami Sri Upadesh Amrita, which you rendered in English as the Nectar of Instruction, exemplifying the qualities described in the first verse. You were abundantly qualified to make disciples all over the world. You spread Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm, determination, and patience, always emphasizing the need to follow the regulative principles, keeping your presentation pure and uninfluenced by any ideas of non-devotees, and strictly following the previous acharyas. These six principles alone undoubtedly assured the complete success of your endeavors. You never collected more funds than required because you knew how to engage all the money in the world in Krishna's service. While making gargantuan efforts to do amazing things for Krishna, you never endeavored for mundane achievements such as fame and prestige. By speaking continually about Krishna, you implanted Krishna consciousness and Krishna katha in the world. Indeed, you set the perfect example of never talking unnecessarily about mundane subjects. Your expert application of the principle of avoiding niyamagraha, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement, or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically, was pivotal in the success of your mission. You knew what to implement and what not, and at what stage in the progress of individual disciples and of the whole movement. You did not associate with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, but gave such people your association and transformed many of them into high-minded persons whose only interest was in Krishna consciousness. You brought love to a world hankering for it, and particularly with us, your disciples, shared the six symptoms of love listed by Srila Rupa Goswami. And you lovingly arranged for profuse distribution of prasada, out of this world food, saturated with Krishna's love. Personally realizing the holy name, character, pastimes and activities of Krishna to be transcendentally sweet like sugar candy, you instructed us to carefully chant these sweet names every day, assuring us that by doing so, a natural relish would awaken within our tongues, whereby the disease of ignorance would gradually be destroyed at the root. Explaining the intricacies of devotional service, such as levels of offering honor and not seeing pure devotees from a materialistic point of view, you gradually taught us the essence of all advice, to utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging the tongue and mind, and in this way to reside in Vraja, Golok Vrindavan Dham, serving Krishna under the guidance of devotees. We want to be under your guidance always, raising our vision above the platforms of the karmis and jnanis. You implanted in us an aspiration for residence at Radha Kunda, whereat, in a spiritual body, surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, we may render loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Srila Prabhupada, presently my main service is compiling a book about your divine personality and mission. It is like trying to accommodate an elephant on a dish, for your qualities are unlimited, and thus the manuscript keeps growing. Please bless me with enthusiasm, determination, patience, and all else required to complete this task timely, so that I may move on to other endeavors in your service. There is so much to do, and life is short. Dino hino potita pamara bhakti vikasa swami. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.